All right, guys, we are live. The burpee showdown to determine the burpee king is about to hit our airwaves. John, yes, JY sir. Barbell, how are you doing?
Good. I had to kind of hurry to get here in time, but I was still late, but that's okay. I'm good.
Shocking. Shocking.
Can everybody hear me okay?
You sound fantastic. Listen, for now.
So. I got two milks. I'm ready for a show.
Oh, good.
I am ready for this to begin. Let's go.
And then on the upper right, we have Mr. Tyler Watkins of Heat One. How are you doing?
Good. Like 300 people made their pick today.
Nice.
So I'm happy. Get in Heat One. Make your pick. It's going to lock down in just a minute.
Yeah. All right. So in the next 10 to 12 minutes, we will kick off the 100 burpees for time. The guys are warming up a little bit. As you can see, Jake is out at Training Think Tank. They have quite a crowd out there. And then Colton is at, I think it might be CrossFit Kilo, possibly. Yeah. And so there is a little bit of a crowd there as well. So they are warming up. We will get to talk to them here in a minute. For those of you who are new to the show, we do this every Wednesday night at the same time. So me, Tyler, and John talk about all the CrossFit Games news, whether you want to hear it or not, and give our takes on it. So as they are warming up, we're going to start with our kind of regularly scheduled programming. First, every week we talk about viewer comments. So if you have a question, comment, or anything like that, post it in the comments. We will get to it next week. All right, first one, Dan 8712. John doesn't care about the open and doesn't take any results into account, but then puts Brandon Luckett at base camp. Now, somebody named the Imam Co, I think it might be Brandon, said, "What's wrong with me?"
Yeah.
John, explain, why does Brandon Luckett move up for his performance at the open, yet the open does not matter?
So when I say the open does not matter, that means in reference to breaking how people are going to do at the games. Okay. Like everything is, how are you going to do at the games for me? Everything. And the open means nothing. So if Brandon Luckett makes the games and Brian goes, "Hey, he won North America West in the open," I'm going to like, that means nothing to me that man can row and deadlift 185 faster than other folks. It means nothing to me. But Brandon Luckett's been on a tear. I have called him trash. And he's been, he seems very motivated. And so I just have him at base camp. And listen, it's not like I put him on the mountain. He's on base camp. That's just people who can potentially make some noise. All right. And Brandon Luckett right now can potentially make some noise. He's somebody to watch. And that is what base camp is for.
Meme for time. Been a member for a month. Appreciate you, Rolo. I love the barbell spin. Vittorio 999. Thank you. You are the best, Colton, for the win tonight. And Fergie Show 499. Buying a round for Seema, Heidi, and Audrey. There you go. Next one, at Girls Lift Bro, I'm not looking forward to individual workouts if these are the team workouts.
Do you have me an analyst?
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, Tyler.
I think that if you have done these workouts, you're wrong. I did a couple of these workouts this weekend, and they're terrible. They seem like they hurt really bad. Like they don't seem like they're going to be that like detrimental, and then you get in the middle of them and you're like, I want to quit. So
I mean, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Is Jake there yet?
Oh.
TTP, if you can get Jake there, he is.
What's up, Jake?
What's up, boys?
How are you doing?
Everything better.
Never been better. How are you feeling this afternoon?
Great. Yeah, I actually just changed my name legally from Jake Berman to Jake Berkey.
Jake Burton.
Nice. Yes. Nice. I know, you know, the last week you've obviously been dealing with, or the last couple of weeks dealing with a knee injury. Mentioned it on the Savon's podcast, I think it was yesterday. So he probably doesn't bother you. I assume that's probably the case. Feeling pretty good. Saw you doing some warm-ups before we jumped on live.
Yeah, the knee injury is irrelevant for today. The reason I pushed it back is because I had a cortisone injection, and you got to stay off the leg for a few days after that. So it's good to
be back. You're out there at Training Think Tank. Quite a few fans, it looks like, behind you. How many people do you think are actually in the gym at this point? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a big crowd. I'm fired up.
That's awesome.
Gonna get the dub for them here at the top.
Yeah. Now you guys, this is awesome. Appreciate you guys. We're going to be going live here and going 3-2-1 in a few minutes. We'll let you do the final preparations.
Hey, real quick, Jake. Yeah. Colton, can you hear us too? I don't guess you can. Jake, if you beat Colton, I need you to call him the Iron Piglet from henceforth.
All right, deal. I like it. I got a plate of bacon waiting for me.
Colton, can you hear us? Are you? It looks like I thought you might be at Kilo, but you're at CrossFit Teo. Is that correct?
CrossFit Teo in Mount Pleasant.
Nice. Have you been on the farm already today, doing all your farm chores, and now you're ready to do some burpees?
Yeah, we loaded pigs this morning. I got a high one and did some chores around the house, sprayed weeds on the farm, took care of the puppies. Now here we are.
Nice. One of those puppies is coming home to the spin household. So in a few weeks, are you ready for burpees? I mean, do you have any predictions for time of what you're going to be doing?
I would like sub 3:30. That'd be a good time, I think.
Jake, thoughts on 3:30? You going to match that?
Sub 320.
He's getting faster and faster. What's the atmosphere? Do you have any people over there at CrossFit Teo, Colton?
What's that?
Do you have any people at the gym? It looked like there were a handful of people.
Where are they at?
There you go.
We got all these people.
Might be a little bit outnumbered, but I think you can match it.
Colton, you should have done this in the barn by yourself.
I didn't have anybody to help with the video, otherwise. This is more fun here.
Tim Murray, after this, will be on the Savon podcast trying to beat you guys. Any chance that Tim can keep up with either of you guys?
I'd say he's always got a chance because I'm either going to win this by 30 seconds or I'm going to lose by 30 seconds.
Listen, Colton has such a height advantage over Tim that, like, if Tim can keep his pace, Colton's got no shot. But it just depends if he can keep his pace.
Yeah, you guys are going to be going out hot. All right, guys.
What's
go
the
ahead.
Equivalent of shake hands before on video?
Yeah.
Good luck to you, sir.
Good luck, guys. Good luck.
All right, we're going to go. Thanks, we're going to go 3-2-1 in 1 minute. So go ahead and
good luck, guys.
One minute. Yeah, 1 minute.
All right. Shit.
This now, is, Tyler, I got a question for you. You think Jake said 3:20? That was just to get in Colton's head, or he really? Is it?
Nah, it looks serious to me. When he said, I was like, oh, that's like he's been thinking about it. What'd
I
you
wonder
think?
If that got in Colton's head at all. I really do.
I really hope Colton's internet's going to hold up.
It's a little dicier than Jake's. But,
whoever's there at CrossFit Teo or whatever, get off the internet. All right.
All right, guys.
We're not even on the internet. No.
All right. Jake and Colton, it'll be a 10-second countdown.
10-second countdown.
All right. So you'll see the timer up there. We got corn for Jake. All right, here we go. 10 seconds, guys.
10 seconds.
We got a clock, Brian?
We do. Three, two, one, go.
Nice. Okay, good clean start. Okay.
Clean start. I was scared about the start. So Jake's far, Jake. Lead. Jake has a little bit of a lead on Colton.
Half a rep.
Means nothing, but right now Jake's got a faster pace.
Do we know? Oh, we do know the count at the bottom.
Oh, this is beautiful. I love how Jake is hop stepping or doing that one step, and he's still faster.
Oh, he is, isn't he? He's doing a little skip.
Yeah.
Do you think that they change it up as they go?
I think it's just whoever can hold this pace without fading at all.
Man.
And I don't know if you think you can hold they look great now, but 3 minutes of this. So Colton, far they're on pace for 320. They hold this the whole time, it'd be 320.
Jake is flying. If you look at Colton right now, he's moving a bit more methodically. Like, Jake's just looks like a bat out of hell. Do you think Jake can hold on to that, or do you think that Colton's like methodical ways will pay off at the end?
It just depends if Jake slows down at all. I think they're even now. They're even. Jake has slowed just a little bit.
Yep. Colton's picking up.
Colton is in the lead now. Colton is in the lead.
This has got to be so hard, Jake. And I don't know where each other is.
I think
is.
It's going to get worse from here. No, I think Colton. I do. Because Jake was in the lead and now he's not. I think they're just going to continue to spread apart.
Oh, you think Colton's going to take off now?
No, not take off. I mean, he's taking off. They're both taking off as much as they can. I'm saying I think the lead for Colton is going to grow and grow. You look now, he's almost two burpees ahead. He's now.
Oh, they're both slowing now. Or is he?
I know. No. Colton is 2.25 burpees ahead.
Yeah. Colton's pop off the ground is still there where Jake is starting to press.
He's just keeping this. Yeah. He's just keeping this, man. Oh, man. And what's, I feel bad. Jake's getting tired, man.
Come on, Jake.
The thing is, he's killing it.
I know.
I wonder if anybody will have, I wonder if he'll have a sprint though. Like he doesn't hop step anymore. And at the last 20.
But can he make up four or five reps?
Hasn't changed one bit.
That's what I'm saying.
20 burpees left. You see how the spread has grown?
Yeah.
The second they switch places, it's only going to get worse. Right.
So Jake just couldn't hold mm-hmm. that.
Now, I'm going to firmly say I would need a 40 burpee head start. I didn't think they'd be this fast. 10 left. Colton's on pace for 320.
This has to be hard without having a clue where the other person is.
Right.
Oh, man, dude.
I think they have a monitor.
The exact same the whole time.
You can see Jake keep looking up a little bit.
Dude. I love Colton Mertens. Colton Mertens.
Done.
319.
Wow.
319.
Whoa. Come on, Jake.
Come on, Jake. Oh, Jake's burning out. You know what's sad? Hey, listen. Oh, man. Jake Berman, this might be the second greatest 100 burpee performance we've ever seen right now.
Yeah.
Look at him.
What's that, Colton? What's that?
See you, Colton.
I love the walk to the camera when the other guy's dead. And so this beats his time though, right? Jake Berman's best time was 3:52 before this.
Nice, very good. Whew. With a hurt knee and everything.
What was it? 3:48.
Yeah.
3:19 for Colton. 3:48 for Jake Berman. That is insane. Yeah, Colton just had a consistent pace. Like he knew exactly the pace he needed.
Dude,
he just
that's not a consistent held pace. It. That is, hey, I'm gonna send it, and then the send never ends.
Wow. Dang. Get you some spade. I like how that Jake took this opportunity to put that spade right up in the middle of this. I bought some. Listening to him talk the other day, I was like, I'm gonna buy some.
Let's get him on air. Let's get him mic'd up.
Colton, if you can hear us, come on, jump on the camera.
344. My bad, guys. Hey, 344 on Jake.
344.
Is it inappropriate to make a Tim joke right now?
No, make it.
I was just talking about the guy or the little kid running around on that bike.
Oh my gosh.
Loudon Live Sports. I don't know if this is Dylan, but you know, if you need some help on the broadcast side, let us know.
Quit being dramatic. You look like Taylor over there. Come on now.
Fused off and everything. See, yeah, Colton got off screen before he started panicking.
He's like, yeah, oh, you think that's what Colton did? Colton went off screen and he's just dying.
Why not?
That would be the greatest.
Is there anybody? Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Let's see.
Can you hear us, Colton?
Trying to unmute.
Can we hear you?
No, his mic is muted. Uh-oh.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we lost connection.
It's all right.
Is there anybody you think, as we hopefully get Colton back on?
Jake is still on the ground. Listen. People need to realize that's the second fastest under bar facing burpees probably that's ever been done.
Jake?
On Jake's or, side. Yeah, on Jake. Yeah, 344 is insane. And I don't want that to be lost on this.
What do you think Jake could have done? Like, could we have set this up differently? Like, it'd be burpee box jump overs or something like that to even the score out a little bit?
Well, he did say he thought he was the best at burpee box jump overs, not bar facing burpees.
Right.
But he's also the one who put out the challenge. Like he said, he's like, they got it a little wrong because I said burpee box jump overs in that workout. And are we ready to rock?
There you go. Colton, welcome back.
What's up?
Well, sorry. 319.
Is that the fastest you've made $1,000?
Probably.
Yeah, we kind of jumped up and got started, but thank you to Hero Barbell Company and Swolverine. Have put up $1,000 for the prize for the winner, and that's going to Colton Mertens for 100 burpees in 3 minutes and 19 seconds. That is, that's more than $5 a second. So that's pretty solid.
Back in the napkin math, or you calculate that?
That is back in the napkin. Yeah.
Came in prepped.
Yeah. We got Jeremy Eat World, $5. Thank you. At this point, Savan is at 46 reps and he's walking around his garage wheezing. Fergie Show, John Young is too beefy to burpee.
Thanks.
Too beefy for the burpee. That's
and
good
Tommy
dirt.
Payne, $10. Thanks for this.
There he is.
You did it, man. You did it.
Sorry about that. I'm going to try. No, they're working.
Hey, you're great right now.
Yeah, you sound good now. Dude, you
nice.
Full send, never slowed down. I think Jake had maybe one or two rep lead early on, the first 20, 30 reps maybe, guys.
He was one ahead at 38. And then they became even around 40. And then Colton was one ahead at 45. And then at that point, it just grew.
Did you hold like back a little bit in the beginning and just try to hold the pace, or were did you come out like as hot as you could go and just try to sustain?
I went out somewhat conservative. It was a little bit faster than the pace I thought I could hold throughout the whole thing, but I think I stayed pretty close. And it was harder, like through the first 30, and I expected it to be. But then, like once I got to 70. It was easier than I thought. It kind of stopped hurting real bad because the limiter just became pressing fatigue rather than lungs. That's just like a little bit more, a less uncomfortable kind of fatigue, I guess.
Yeah. Your hip pop never went away. So Jake started doing the pressing sort of like kept his hip on the ground and pressed away. And your hip hop was always still there. I thought that was super impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I definitely feel my pressing kind of going, but was still to maintain that balance off the ground.
Did you have any insight? Was anybody kind of telling you where you were, along that, or you used to just go dark and hope that you finished up?
That was a good warm up. Ready to go now, Colton?
that was the warm up. All right, 100 more.
No, I'm fucked up already.
How you feeling, Jake?
You guys hear me?
Yeah,
yeah.
We can hear you.
That was good. I got some 24.1 vibes at the end of that. For sure. I don't know about you, Colton. Colton, what did you get? I know you beat me.
319, they said.
Yeah.
Holy shit. It's impressive. Congrats.
It is. It was very impressive to see towards the end.
But you did have him scared at the beginning when you said sub 20, 320, Jake.
Yeah, gave him his carrot. Hey, did you jump up all of yours or step up?
I jumped with like the half jump, half step up, where I jumped in like a staggered stance.
He did a roundabout, one of those roundabout jumps.
Okay.
I think step up for me. I've been doing a lot of burpees with more time under tension in the pressing part, and that's what gets me the most.
Yeah, I agree.
Trying to avoid that pressing.
It definitely got more metabolic at the end than I thought it would.
What are you drinking for recovery there, Jake?
This is a Spade guava flavor. You can find it on drinkspade.com, and then Instagram is at drinkspade. I'll send all y'all a case.
There you go.
Thank you. We'll do it. Heard, John Young. They got Dr. Pepper flavor.
Oh, they do. Oh, I'm all about it. Send that one to my house, Jake.
Is that your weakness?
Yeah, it's my alcohol. It's pretty rough.
The good thing about it is there's no sugar, no calories. It's all natural. Sweet with stevia.
Nice.
So we'll make a. We'll do a bacon flavor for you, Colton.
I appreciate it. that would have been tasty right before that.
Yeah.
Jake, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, for the rematch, if there is one, we got to do burpee box get overs. That's the origins of all of this.
That's what Spence said. He was like, you think it'd be more even contest? Or maybe it was Tyler.
Well, I don't know about more even, but this whole started from an interview I did, right, at the MAC. And the workout was burpee box get overs. So I should have been a little more specific in my interview, but it was a PR for me. So
I listened to pretty much all the TTT podcasts and stuff. I remember hearing them say that on YouTube several times. You're the best burpees.
Yeah.
And I was trying to save Pedro's show and just say something silly. I didn't think it would actually raise.
No, man. I love
$1,000 out of it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This was all a ploy to make money. Yeah. That's what you're about, Colton, just making money.
Hey, that $1,000, that's goes a long way to buying a wiener dog.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm glad this played out how it did. Thanks for putting this on, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Great job.
You can't be mad at 344 either, Jake.
No.
Yeah.
You it was 344? I think it was 340. Yeah. 344?
Yeah,
we'll have to go back and look
delayed?
At the tape.
No, that was all time. It was 340 when I looked at the
340. Wow.
Did anybody tell you where Colton was, or was it you're just kind of running around?
No idea. My plan was at 80 to start jumping up because I was doing sprint step ups, and I tried one jump up and almost fell over myself. You can probably see on the video, and I quickly audibled back to step ups. Not in the cards for me at that point. I think I came out too hot.
Yeah, you were faster than him for the first 40.
Yeah, you were a rep or two ahead for a while, and then started doing that pressy thing. Yeah, it was all gone.
Yep. Once that goes, it's what can you do?
Yeah. So, we kind of previewed a little bit about your knee. So, what happens here with you, Jake, and the knee? Is the season done? Are you going to give quarterfinals a shot next week?
Yeah, so I got that cortisone, and I messed around with some squats this past weekend, and it's just not there. It's not the pain. Basically, it turned the volume down. I can still hear the music, but it's not wiped out. Every time I squat, I can feel the popping and the sliding. There's no stability. So I'm like 99% sure I'm not competing this year, unfortunately. Hard pill to swallow, but it's part of the game, you know, part of the sport.
Is it then rehab then, or are they saying you need surgery for it?
Yeah, they said I need surgery, but I'm going to try and mess around with stem cell maybe and rehab it and see how that goes for like 4 months or so. And if I'm not getting any relief, I'll go ahead and get surgery before it's too late. So I'm ready to go for next season, because it's, from what I understand, a pretty quick recovery for this type of surgery.
Jake, I'm sorry if you got into this with Sevan, but you know, it's like year after year, you've gotten close and closer and closer. And then like now you have this knee thing. What's that feel like? You know, cause it's like Taylor's going through something similar, has gone through something similar. And so it's like, what keeps you in the fight, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
Yeah. To be honest, like all of this, getting on Sevan, getting on here is lit a fire for sure. Like I'm honestly more fired up than I've been in a long time after this. Just getting a lot of like public recognition, I guess, fires me up. I got a big support system and a lot of people want to see me make the games. A lot of people have predicted me to make the games and I just haven't yet. So, you know, I owe it also to myself, but also to everyone who supported me to make it. So I'm definitely going to give it another go or two and go full blast this next year. I think ultimately what led to all these injuries I've dealt with this year is I took such a long off season last year and then tried to cram training in like 4 months and it just wasn't ideal. So here we are.
Yeah.
Mrs. John Young, Shelly, John's mom, bought 2 12 packs of Spade after watching that Sevan podcast.
Awesome. Tell her thank you. Appreciate it. I'm excited to hear her feedback.
I saw a few other comments. I was looking for them that, yeah, people saw you on Sevan and were very impressed. So,
that means a lot.
Definitely hope that you can get that knee rehabbed and next season come back stronger.
Yeah, most definitely. So. Let's do it. I'll be rooting on Colton this year. So. Go win all the burpee workouts for us.
Yeah. So what's up next, Colton? Are you doing anything the rest of the night, or are you going to recover and get ready for tomorrow?
I have a machine piece to do for training still, and then get ready for training tomorrow, and then pretty soon we'll be heading out to South Carolina to beat up on Jason Plopper, Dylan Pepper, and Taylor Self. Yeah.
You are all over the place, man. You've been everywhere for the Open. Now you're going to be online. Now you're going to be out at CrossFit Crash next week for quarterfinals. It'll be you, Jason Hopper, Dallin Pepper, and Taylor Self for kind of a rematch with all four of you guys for quarterfinals. That'll be live on the Sevan podcast when you guys do the workout. So that would be awesome to see it.
Are Colton and I supposed to wrestle on here or on Sevan's podcast? I can't remember.
We'll have to determine the logistics.
I thought it was going to be oiled up and nude on OnlyFans.
We can do Greco-Roman style. I'm doing that.
Well, guys, I really appreciate it. Thank you, Jake, for dealing with everything you're with me and still kind of making this happen. And congrats, mm-hmm. Colton. Great job, 319. That's insane. Ridiculously fast. So,
great job, guys. Seriously.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you, Jake and TTT for playing along.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Have a good one, guys. Thanks.
Yep. See you, Jake.
That was
I ordered some Spade. Right. I am excited about it.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was good. Rep counter worked.
Dude,
that was
honestly how the podcast went last week and how this functioned like with no mistakes. Mind boggles me.
I was talking to CTP yesterday and he's like, how much do you want to kind of rehearse this thing? And I'm like, oh, it'll be fine. And I totally forgot how last week was a complete train wreck. And he's like, oh, you guys go live every week. You should be fine, right? I'm like, yeah, we had this down.
Except for last week.
Last week, you know, John had some stuttering going on. Tyler couldn't have an internet connection.
By the way, can we explain that? I don't think it was us. It was StreamYard.
It was 99.9% StreamYard. Tyler was at a nice Airbnb, had should have had good internet. John went to get with the programming right after the show. Didn't have any issues, did you?
No, not the sound, yeah. Sounding like I normally do. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, because they use a different back end.
They use a different platform, and then yeah, like, StreamYard's been having some issues. This afternoon, Pedro on his show couldn't even have it because StreamYard it was unable to connect to YouTube for live streaming. I guess YouTube changed the API. StreamYard was caught trying to figure out how to fix it. Pedro tried to record and then it never lost recorded.
Dude, so, I didn't even think about timing the start and like how like the whole time I'm like, I think this is not going to go well. Like one of them is going to have a head start on the other. And it just perfect. It was
smooth. Very, yeah. Very smooth. Let's see. I'm behind here. Dennis O'Leary, thanks for putting on this event. Louis Lemos, 1999. Just thank you. Wad Zombie, well done, Colton. Mr. John Young, Larry. Nice, Colton. Bull straight beast. Got my Dr. Spade ordered. I mean, for time, drink front instead. You'll get 319 on 100 burpees, Paper Street Coffee.
Frost. He means Frost.
Frost. I think so. Yeah. Frost. Brock Bassett, super sticker. Thank you. And Jill Putzulu, thank you for the Australia friendly time, guys. Well done, Colton. Guys, I really appreciate everybody joining. We are still going to go on with the rest of our show. If you're familiar with it, we're here to, it's going to be a little bit shortened because at the top, or I guess in the next 27 minutes, Savon will be going live and he will have Tim Murray, the fittest short stature male athlete
at Tater Tot on yep. Instagram.
He will be going and seeing if he can break Colton's record of 319. So that kicks off at, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific. So we have 27 minutes. So hopefully you guys can stay on. I have an interesting thing coming up on blind rankings. I think you guys might like. But first, the new season. So last week or 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, Tyler made a comment that said,
"You mean I predicted the future?" Is what
you predicted the future, yes. The quarterfinals is the new open, right? Like this is what we're seeing. And over the last couple of weeks, talking with some people, talked with Taylor Self, and we were kind of talking about, you know, the programming and everything else that goes on. And I came to a realization. Before I get to that, I'd like money. Danny, 499, awesome show. Thank you. Paper Street Coffee. Michelle, Mrs. Paper Street Coffee, says hi. I came to a realization that I think I figured out what the season structure is and how it's being defined by Dave Castro this year. So,
enlighten us.
The quarterfinals is the new open, right? So what Tyler said, it's the new open. So the open now is a mass participation. It's a buy-in. It's the preseason to get to the actual competition. So if you think about 10 years ago, even 7-8 years ago, like the amount of athletes that were competing or that were able to compete at the highest level was probably less, right? The top of the spear was smaller. And there's also now more athletes doing scaled foundations, right? It's a bigger pool of athletes doing it. It's inclusive. It's everybody can do it. But they need something to actually separate to get to the 40 in each region. And so I see them as saying, look, the open is just to kind of declare that you're going to compete this season. And if you are close enough to being good, you qualify for quarterfinals. And that's when your season starts. So as an elite athlete, just get the 3 weeks done, right? If you want to compete for some prize money at the top, go for it, but it doesn't matter. If you're Tyler John's status, like you got to try, but you're going to qualify, right? and then the season starts with quarterfinals, but they're not going to go do all of the complicated, more, they're not going to do rope climbs. They're not going to do GHD sit-ups. They're probably not going to do crossovers. It's going to be what the Open was 8 years ago, regionals era, but with some additional complexity, higher weights type thing. They may throw muscle ups first, right? They may use a 70-pound dumbbell for the snatches. But at the end of the day, this year's quarterfinals is the Open of old.
So it's a harder affiliate plus.
It's the Open, but a harder version of what the Open used to be.
Right, because they don't have to program for the bottom 75%, so they can make it a little bit more tough. And that's why I think you see from the team side of things, four of the movements are almost identical. Right? Like,
yeah,
you're doing dumbbell snatches again. You're doing burpees over something again. What else was it? They were
wall balls.
Well, I'll just be glad to see whatever it is for the individuals, and then that way I can pick and pop what I need to train, because I've been working on crossovers all freaking year, and it's gonna be for naught. It's gonna be just you know what? And then, I'm actually that and rope climb workout
crossovers.
Last year that rope climb workout destroyed me. It was the worst workout I had. Grip was gone, and you can ask Elle. We've been doing a lot of legless rope climbs, and it's just pointless, and it's just upsetting.
That's going to pay off when you get the
semifinals. Yeah. Well, I think the first year I make semifinals, I'm going to make the games, because I'm going to have to be so cardiovascularly fit to overcome all my.
You'll just skip it.
Like I'm going to just be so good at the hard stuff, like, because I'm that fit. You know what I mean? I have to get. I've always banked that I'd be more like so skilled and strong, I can overcome my cardio discrepancies.
Right.
To a point. I still got to be like better at everything cardio than Tyler, but like I don't have to be Taylor Self cardio wise. Like I've always banked I could get to semifinals just relying on that.
You had a heavy lift there.
Yeah. And it's going to put me at the top. But now I'm just going to have to get really fit to make it. And I'll just have to, I'm going to have one year and then I'm going to be done.
I mean, if my theory is correct, what do you think about that? Like, is that the right way to think about the season, Tyler?
Yeah, probably. Because it's like ripping a Band-Aid. Like, this first year was going to be hard. We wanted what we wanted. We wanted the old Open. We wanted all these things. And it's like, we're not going to be happy about whatever. Going into next year, we already have Taylor Self versus the world. Those things are just going to, like, that's going to try to be duplicated in other ways, or replicated in other ways. So it's like, there'll be more content from the Open side. It sucks for those of us who had an idea about what quarterfinals should be and what semifinals should be. But like I said, that only lasts a year and we'll forget about it.
But I mean, if you think about it, last year, the quarterfinals and the semifinals, I mean, if you're going to repeat rope climbs in quarterfinals and semifinals, I know they didn't do GHD sit-ups last year, but if you repeat a lot of the same movements just differently between quarterfinals and semifinals, wouldn't you rather repeat movements between the Open and quarterfinals, where the Open doesn't really matter? It's lighter weight. Yeah. It's just to get through it. And now you're going to test them differently in every stage.
Well, so the question is convoluted, because you're like, is this the right answer? Right answer for who? Open participants, everyday people, or for competitors?
I think for the Open, it was great. Like for the other 75%, I would say for the top 80%, 85%, it was great. Right? Like there was something to shoot for. If you were in the top 15 to 25%, you were fighting to stay in. If you were 26th to 30th, 35th percentile. You're probably trying to get into quarterfinals and you could do all the workouts, right? Beyond that, yes, you probably had to scale. You probably couldn't do double unders. You may have struggled with 185 pound deadlifts. I don't know, but everybody could do it, right? But all we now we can focus on quarterfinals. They're going to do hard enough workouts, I think, that it's going to separate. You saw it in the teams. Like, there definitely was separation. Not everybody was doing the same score. And now you can do different tests in quarterfinals versus semifinals, right? It's the more skilled, more technical, probably heavier weights in semifinals. And then the games is applying that, like we always see at the games, where it's different types of tests.
To me, it's fine. It's like, you know, whatever they're going to use to test us is fine. If you want to be a competitive person in CrossFit, you've always had to change for the way the season structure is and the way the programming is. And this is just another piece of that. My question is it a good decision for the future of CrossFit, getting more people to do CrossFit? And that I don't really know, because we're all going to do the open, but are we going to be as jazzed up about it as we always were? I don't know.
Yeah. I want to get to that in a second. Travis and CrossFit as a business should only care about that 80%. They don't care about the top 500, not where their money is made.
I would argue whenever you have to narrow down the field to the 40 fittest people in your region from 10,000 people, that you should care about those people. The open, sure, I buy it, but like, this is
now you care about
who qualified those people. They are who you're programming for.
Well, the quarterfinals,
you're not programming for the top 25%. You're programming for the people that are going to make it to semifinals.
Yeah. The quarterfinals is about athletes now. It's not about the community anymore. It's right. About people who want to be good at the sport. So now it matters the rank of those 40 people and if those are the correct 40 people. So I'm okay with the open and the quarterfinals being the way it is right now, but the quarterfinals needs to be programmed properly and right. It needs to be programmed.
And we still don't know. 40. We still don't know. I'm not going to pass judgment until we see all the workouts, right?
Are you sure? No.
We're going to pass judgment beforehand, but we'll react differently if it comes out and there's all kinds of complex movements. But I think they can put out four workouts, which that also had me thinking. They cut down to top 25% because of quarterfinals. Is the four workouts now because of quarterfinals to make it easy?
I hope that's not real. That's too cheesy.
Dave's a numbers guy. He likes it. He likes, you know, top 25%.
You see Dave in the boardroom. That's so he's like, dumb. He's like 25. You get it, guys? It's 25.
Four quarters. That's so dumb.
Dylan Lowen, if John Young ever makes semifinals, he will give John $1,000.
Well, so first off, Dylan, I didn't think that we were. This feels like a slight, and I thought we were cool. But if we're not cool, you know, that's fine, because I'm gonna get this in writing, and that you didn't say it had to be individual. I can get a team and go to semifinals.
You're gonna be flying out to Africa where everybody makes it into semifinals.
Listen, hey. How old am I? Give me 6 years. That age group semifinal is calling my name. Okay. they get 40 people now or 30, however many people.
Top 200 in semifinals.
Get out of here. I'm going to make that easy. I got $1,000 coming to me easy.
Dylan,
I hope Ariel does great. I know I'm speaking poorly of her as far as how this next year is going to go, because I don't think she's going to podium, but I hope she does great. She's one of the nicest people, Dylan. Don't take me
wrong. That's another thing too. He's just giving away her money. She makes all the money in that house.
Right. Wait, who? Yeah. Right. Yeah. Get out of here, Dylan.
Pool boy.
Has Ariel approved you to make that message?
Pool boy. Don't get carried away. Did you see Dave's week in review? His team, he said his team is implementing changes to make the open matter again.
I did see that, and that made me excited, and I messaged the thread, and they all shot me down. They all were like, well, nobody cares.
Yeah. We'll see it when it happens.
Dylan, you'll keep the team from going to the games, though, John. Is there anything that you think they could do to make the Open matter more for individuals?
I'm just going to wait and see what happens.
I don't know. Like,
wow.
I think if hold you made an the top invitational. If you made the top five, not have to do quarterfinals, and you automatically get a bid to semifinals, I think that incentivizes them big time. And, like, of course, you have a workout that comes out, and then, like, you're out of it, right? Like, if it's a bad workout, and then there's 300 people ahead of you, and then it's on, it's gone. Of course you're going to have that. But just the, like, the way people, if you're the first two workouts are really good, then you're going to go for it. You're going to go for it to win the Open, right? Or because you get money. I think that will just be amplified. I think people will try to do the workouts pretty darn well from the start. Like, to me, that would make people like Patrick Mellner, Justin Medeiros, you know, want, Jeff Adler wants to do them well anyway. But, like, those guys, it would make them try a little harder in the first workouts. Not that they're not trying hard, but it would matter a little bit more.
Didn't they do this for the age groups at one point? They took the Open score and then put it as a first score for the...
I know that's been a thing in the past.
I don't like that at all.
Not with how the Open is right now. Because
when it's accessible like that to everybody, it's just...
Well, there's no video review. Like, you could
right
so put your scores in and be top 20 and then, like, hey, nobody's going to see me, but you really would have scored 150th or 1,000th and make it in. So I struggle with the Open the way that it is now to do any type of video review. I got to go grab a hard drive for blind rankings, but I'll be right back.
My goodness. I'll be
Halpin, do you want to see
that's Nir exactly Hum, what Von I was Rohr thinking.
Making the semifinals off those three workouts.
I was getting ready to pull up the Open leaderboard. I mean, there are some athletes, John, that I'm like, are you sure that you want them going to the directly to semifinals?
Yeah, no, here's the thing. If that was a rule, if that was in place, I don't think those athletes would be there.
Oh, you think other athletes would have turned it on?
Does that make sense? Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah, yeah, that's what I believe.
Okay. Do you have a qualm with the programming, though? Or do you think the athletes who are fit enough to do that, it's appropriate no matter the test almost?
The way Spin explained it, I'm kind of like, begrudgingly, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like I accept it. Okay. Right. And that's how it's going to be this doesn't matter to you. It's the next step forward. But I do think they would try harder because it's not just money. It's to skip quarterfinals. And you gotta think, if you're skipping quarterfinals, that's another like 2 weeks of training.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not taking a rest day before the quarterfinal or two rest days. You're not deloading that week. You're not, and then you got a whole, I just feel like that's worth it to a lot of people.
It's cool too, though. Actually, this is a great idea for Sevon's podcast, because if you get to skip quarterfinals, then you can go to CrossFit Crash with no worries at all. You can just do the workouts and it doesn't matter who sees you. And
yeah.
You can earn more money.
100%. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
All right. I got it. You guys ready? Blind rankings.
10 minutes.
Then we'll shoot you guys over to the Sevon podcast. So if you are new again, we have plenty of new listeners, I think. Blind rankings. First of all, sponsored by Manta Sleep, the best eye cover protection for sleep. It blacks it out.
You completely. Need to practice that, Spin.
we should record commercials.
I would not be good at that. but as you can see up there in the upper right, Tyler and John love their Manta Sleep masks. It blocks out the light. I slept in a little bit over the weekend, and it was like 7 o'clock, sun's shining, had no idea, and then took it off and was like blinded because literally no light gets in.
Even nights where I think I'm pretty sure I would have slept well anyway. Like, I can feel that I'm going to go sleep fast. I feel like my sleep quality is better.
Yeah. Yeah, I 100%. I mean, it's a game changer. If you have any light coming into your room, you do not see it at all. Improves your sleep, gets you better REM and deep sleep. Go to manasleep.com, use code SPIN, and you will get 10% off. So go ahead and do that. Now it is time for blind rankings. So blind rankings.
Oh, wow.
These guys, Tyler and John, are going to rank five things. In this case, the category is Castro's careers. So
okay.
If Dave Castro is not head of the CrossFit Games, what career would he be in? What job would he be doing instead?
Oh man.
So are we betting likelihood, or are we betting the ones that would be
what,
the best?
What do you think he would be doing if he was not okay. head of the CrossFit likelihood. Games?
All right.
So yeah.
Right.
I don't know what got me thinking about this.
Cartel drug lord. Is that?
I think it was
there?
Actually. I was watching.
I know what that olive is. Olive oil stuff is just a front.
Yeah, there's cocaine in there for sure.
All right, here we go. First, Adam plus one for Manta. Legit again. 10% off. Code SPIN. Telling you, go get some. All right, the first career that Dave might do, a school teacher.
Dude, Dave can't be a school teacher.
He's in front of the white. He's in front of the chalkboard.
Oh,
he definitely can't. He definitely
school teachers like have good handwriting, and he doesn't have patience. Are you kidding me?
He keeps keeps his kids in line.
Yo, whatever. Fraser's kids in the classroom flips off Dave, and Dave's not gonna send him to the principal. All right, like that's I don't see it at all.
Heck, Pedro's a teacher. And he's on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Maybe he could be a PE teacher, if you want to call that.
No, he'll get fired for hurting the kids.
That's got to be five, man.
Yeah, it makes me nervous because I know Spin's games, and we're gonna get screwed. But I'll go with five.
I so can't see it.
I go with five.
Number five.
We're gonna get screwed. I can already feel it.
Yeah, Ortega. He was an instructor at Bud's.
Yeah, that's teacher.
That's cool. That's not children.
All right, the next one, a farmer.
Slightly racist. I'm going to go with two.
What's that racist?
I would say two.
I think you're showing your hand there, Tyler.
Or take it back.
I would say
two.
He lives on a ranch. I could so see this. He does. I mean, like I think he does like being like making it a show. He's good at it.
What does
but
he
I also
farm,
think
though?
He likes his privacy a lot.
He's got that ranch, but what's on it?
What would he farm?
Sevon.
So he's just making Sevon work. I could see him doing a little cattle.
I'm gonna say two. That gives us flexibility.
I said two.
All right, let's do two.
All right, two. All right, next one. What would Dave Castro be doing if he was not the head of the CrossFit Games? Whoa.
Up.
Mental health counselor. That's what I see.
Mental health counselor. Oh, man. Next one is... Wow, you guys got lucky.
Man.
You guys
Let's
lucky.
Debate.
Man, my eyes have been open. At first, I was blind, but now I see.
You guys got lucky. I don't know what happened. All right. Mental health counselor.
Or politician. I think
say four politician. For mental health counselor and one for politician.
He's either like... He's like Dave Goggins as far as like a mental health counselor goes. It's like it's either going to go really well for you or it's going to go very poorly. Yeah.
Yeah. How many children would die at the hands of Dave Castro's advice? I think, in 1990, I think he'd be a great mental health counselor. In 2024, a lot of suicide. That's all I see. That might sound real bad, but, that's the truth. So I would say four.
You agree, Tyler?
Yeah.
All right, politician, you guys got a freebie.
One or three?
I think it's one, man. I think it's great.
I'm going.
And then he'd have Sevan do behind the scenes at his campaign. Oh, come on. He'd have Hiller as his vice president.
He does know how to manage the propaganda arm very well. He also does, who was it? Roosevelt or Eisenhower's fireside chats. That's what every week the weekend review is.
Yeah, dude, I can see it.
I'm going to go with politician being number one just to be safe because I don't want to make the same mistake I always make, which is safe.
You can't put a trash thing as number one.
Here we go.
You can explain three.
All right, last one.
There was that one.
Firefighter.
I'm fine with it. That probably should be number one as far as like what I could see. But
I think he would get too bored as a firefighter.
Yeah, but CrossFit's so I just you know firefighters love CrossFit like that screams CrossFit right like. But it's okay. That's what we ended up with.
Lynn and Jerry, remember his suit in the town hall with Sousa? Looked very politician like.
I'm not mad at it.
When he retires, we'll hand him this list and be like, here you go. We made this for you. I like this list.
President Castro.
I don't think
that doesn't sound good at all. I didn't think about that at all.
Sounds a lot better than some stuff.
President Castro. Oh, would you put
firefighter over farmer?
We gotta explain to Cuba. It's a different guy, I promise. Like,
I like the list. I think the list is right. I think you guys actually nailed it.
Thank you. I feel good about it.
So Dave has some career advice if things change. Guys, great show. 100 burpees, 3 minutes and 19 seconds by Colton.
All right, I'm gonna jump on Sevan's. He said if I was late, don't come on. No, I want
to. Wait. Well, so you can hurry and jump on his. Yeah. But you can't hurry up and jump on
I
this.
I explained
one.
What was going on, guys. I was having a problem. Okay. I was nervous. I knew a lot of people were gonna sign on. And I was having some issues.
All right,
so we bring it to light. We can.
We see what's important.
John, you do you. You got a minute? Go switch stream yards. Go jump on Sevan.
All right.
Go see Tim Murray.
Wrap it up.
See if he can,
all right.
can break it.
I appreciate
it.
Everybody. See you there.
That's good.
Good. Okay. Thank you to our partners at Swole Barine and Hero Barbell, Go Wad, and Mantis Sleep.
Yeah. No, Go Wad's been a great sponsor for, I guess, probably close to 3 months now. And then Hero Barbell and Swolverine definitely stepped up to the plate when we got Jake and Colton to do that. Both of them actually support Colton. We're happy to jump in there and put some prize money up there. And Colton earned some pretty good money.
I wanted to ask Jake. Only 13% of people, me included, bet for Jake in the app, in the Heat One app.
What are the odds of that?
Code. So code brown.
What was the percentage that voted for Colton versus Jake?
13 for Jake. So
gotcha.
87%.
Yeah, Colton, he was on fire there. So
I just thought Jake will sell his soul. He's a wild man. And so I figured we had a chance, but.
Yeah, John's going to get a snack.
Three waffles. We'll
yep. I need to eat more food for the next podcast. 100%. Love you guys. Love you, Nick. Guys, thank you for joining. Go over to the Sevan podcast right now. He's hopefully going live any second. Tim Murray will be on. He will be doing 100 burpees over the bar for time to see if he can beat Colton's 3 minutes and 19 seconds. And if you haven't been here and joined us for the first time, or if you always have been, join us next week. Same time, same place, and we'll be doing a preview of the individual quarterfinals, or should we say the new open?
The new open.
With that,
see you.